Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The market at work. Daryl Peel joins us today on that in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Market is coming up Thursday, March 9th. It'll be broadcast live from Fort Worth and seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30 that morning. It's video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time start. 24,600 head to be sold this Thursday, including 5,950 yearling steers, 4,900 yearling heifers, almost 12,000 weaned calves, and about 650 calves on cows and 800 bred stock. If you want details about a particular lot or when they may be selling, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com and get more information. That's SuperiorLivestock.com. Or as always, you can call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117, 1-800-422-2117. Next sale, Thursday, March 9th. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Watching the auction barns here in the Southern Plains, we're seeing the market make some adjustments between light cattle and heavier cattle, between calves and yearlings. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, and he says that for stocker operators, that means there's a significant margin squeeze happening.
You know, that's what we've seen, and I think that's very important. We continue to see stronger prices for these lightweight cattle, and these adjustments between lightweight and heavyweight cattle have a particularly important implication for stocker producers. Really, for the first time in almost a year now, I would say that feeder cattle markets are really reflecting the reality at the feedlot side, in the sense that those feeder cattle or stocker value of gain prospects really reflect the cost of gain at feedlots, which has gotten cheaper and cheaper over time. So we've seen a dramatic change in that value of gain prospect, that gross margin, if you will, that stocker producers can look at. It's gone down from 80 cents in January to about less than 60 cents right now. Again, kind of consistent with the feedlot cost of gain. And that means that stocker producers looking ahead to graze out wheat or for summer stockers really need to think about those margin squeezes that are happening there and maybe what that tells them about sort of what kind of cattle they want to buy and how long they want to own them.
One thing that has happened here in the Southern Plains. We've moved through the first haul of stem season, it looks like, on most of our wheat fields, meaning that for folks that wanted to try to graze cattle but then pull them off in time to turn around and get a harvest of grain on those wheat fields, they've already had to make that decision. And Dr. Peel says while some folks did pull cattle off of wheat pasture, others have decided to graze it out.
I think we have less than the usual wheat pasture run, if you will. For one thing, wheat pasture was ahead of schedule in Oklahoma, depending on variety and location. But in general, the wheat reached first hollow stem stage when cattle have to be pulled off anywhere from 7 to 10 or more days ahead of schedule. So we're past that in most cases now. So anybody that was planning on harvesting grain should have already moved those cattle. And I don't think a lot of them really got marketed in a concentrated fashion like we see some years. There's a lot of interest in grazing out wheat. There's still a few calves being bought for wheat, which is part of the lightweight stocker demand that we see. But in general, people are hanging on to the cattle they had through the winter to graze out at least some of their wheat acres. We're going to see those calves marketed here probably in kind of staggered fashion as we go through March and into April and perhaps all the way to the end of graze out in mid-May or so.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel, who believes that with wheat prices currently below cost of production for a lot of folks, it's no wonder that they've elected in some cases to graze out some of those acres with cattle. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Paul, Coyote Hills Ranch is proud to present the All Black All Polled Bull Sale, Saturday, March 11th at 1 o'clock. The sale will be at the ranch 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. The sale will feature 80 fall yearlings and 20 spring yearlings, limousine and limb flex bulls. All bulls developed and performance tested at CHR. For a sale catalog, call 580-597-3006 or go online at www.hallchr.com.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.